I love that one. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Tuesday. Before we talk a little more college football, caller number four at 615-737-1025 will qualify to win a pair of tickets to the all-inclusive Eurostone Club at Bridgestone Arena to see Brett Eldridge on Friday, December 20th. This contest is supplied by Green Trees Company, a family-owned cannabis company and dispensary. Check them out online at Green Trees with a Z company.com. We'll select the winner on Monday. And Green Trees is located in Hendersonville and a new location in West Nashville. So good luck. We say hello now to Scott Ramsey. He is the president of the Transperfect Music City Bowl. Iowa and Missouri coming to our city on December 30th with a 1:30 kickoff. Scott, how the heck are you?
Doing good, guys. How are you?
We're doing fantastic. Joe and I are going to be there. We're going to be doing the pregame show, so we are excited about this game. I feel like with the way things shook out this year, there were a lot of options to choose from. How did it come down to Iowa and Missouri?
Oh, boy, you're right. I mean, I tell you, the college football landscape, and especially postseason, is really a difficult one to easily explain over the last couple of years with all the changes. Obviously, conference realignment to the 12-team playoff insertion to just two or three years removed from COVID. So, you know, it's different, Chase, that's for sure. But, you know, in the end, I think both conferences that are partners with us, the Big Ten and the SEC, have different processes. You know, we're in the fifth year of our six-year agreement there. The SEC side is much more collaborative. The conference office has much more of a control into that process. But, you know, as we look at it, there were really 4-9-3 teams in the end once Alabama didn't make it into the playoff. And I knew we were kind of in line to get one of those 9-3 teams. They were going to make some matchups, and certain people had some destination preferences. But, you know, pretty excited about it. I mean, when you start thinking about two teams this year that combined win 17 games in those two conferences that didn't make it into the playoff, I think we're going to have one of the most competitive games in the bowl landscape on the field. And, you know, first time ever for Missouri. They wanted to come here, which I think says a lot in today's world of, hey, I just missed out. I got, you know, maybe a raw deal and a lot of opt-outs and transfer portal kids and those kind of things. But I think when you got a team that's excited about coming to your city, you know, it's a real positive right now in the environment that we're in.
And am I right to say, wasn't this supposed to be 2020? Wasn't this supposed to be the matchup? So we finally get it.
It was, Joe. Boy, you know, it's hard to believe that's been, you know, 4 years ago. But, yeah, you know, if you remember, the season was delayed. The bowls that were trying to play, it was kind of a come in and out, 4,000 or 5,000 people limited in the stadium. And we did. We had Missouri, Iowa. And unfortunately, that was a couple days we were going to play because we changed our game date. And it was right after the downtown bombing, Joe, if you remember, you know, on 2nd Avenue. And then there was a real question of could we play because of safety, and they'd set up the TBI and the FBI, you know, all their operations over at the stadium. And so we worked through that, and we were able to move forward because of the limited number of fans that were going to come that year because of the downtown situation. And then a COVID outbreak in Missouri 24 hours before the game. We had the banners up and the field painted and everything, and unfortunately had to cancel. So, it's nice to have those two teams. And I tell you, they've only played one time since 1910, and they're bordering states right there. So I think we're looking for an exciting game on the field and a lot of black and gold on both sides of the stadium this year.
Talking to our good friend Scott Ramsey here on the Chase and McJoe Show. All right, so you said Alabama. Of course, I have two friends who text me immediately. Was there a chance that you could have gotten Alabama? And these are insane Alabama fans. So I'm asking, was Alabama ever on the board? I like the matchup you got because they're going to travel, but was Alabama, Scott, ever on the board?
You know, anymore, Joe, everybody's on the board. I think the way it works now is, and I'll try to describe it best I can, but, you know, the Citrus Bowl has an old-fashioned pick, a draft order. But then after that, you take Tampa, Nashville, Jacksonville, Houston, and Las Vegas this year's. Five of us that all have an even deal, and we try to make, with the conference office kind of serving as the hub, the best matchups you can make throughout that system. Try to avoid rematches. Try to avoid repeat trips the best you can. And also try to also think about trying to fill up your city and your stadium the best you can with some regional. Now, we're a little different regionally because we had Missouri, we had Ole Miss, we had Alabama. They were all very regional here. And, you know, some of the more Western schools fit better, like LSU and A&M, into, you know, Vegas and Houston. So as you kind of play that process through, you know, Alabama was obviously on the bubble. You had some either-or matchups, and they just decided to put Alabama in Tampa this year and put Missouri here. And, you know, I'm happy. You know, we've never had Missouri before, and they're excited about being here. You know, they won 19 or 20 games here in the last 2 years, so I think we're getting a team on the rise. But it's always an option. I mean, we had scenarios with 4 or 5 teams, Joe, to be honest with you. It was just a very, very convoluted process there the last, 36 to 48 hours.
Is it like, and this is such a stupid question, I apologize, Scott, because I'm full of stupid questions.
No, hey.
Is this
I got a stupid answer.
Is this like fantasy football? I mean, are you behind another school and like, oh, we're going to take team A? You're like, all right, well, I'm going to take team G because you took team A. Is it that kind of process? How does this all work?
I swear I've never worked in politics, but I feel like it's all politics, Joe, to be honest with you, a little bit. You know, you're thinking about matchups. So if you take 4 or 5 of us in there, obviously Alabama, Michigan ended up being there. But, you know, in Tampa, it very well could have been the game here. You know, I mean, so you start kind of moving some things around. Now, the Big Ten process is a little bit different. I mean, We kind of have a draft order. We pick third in that order, right behind Tampa. It goes Orlando, Tampa, Nashville. And there are some rules kind of a little more, you know, bumpers in that one. In other words, you can pick a team within one win of the best team available at the time you pick. And Illinois went to the Citrus, and Tampa was kind of deciding between, you know, Iowa and Michigan, and ended up going to Michigan with a win over Ohio State late. And a lot of Michigan people live in, you know, Florida and that kind of stuff. So anyway, they go Michigan. So we had Iowa at 8-4, and we just felt like that was, you know, 6-3 in the conference, finished fifth in the conference. We just felt like that was the right team, you know, to pick. And so once we had Iowa, then you start kind of playing some matchup games on the SEC side, and we had some options in there, but ultimately. You know, it's just kind of where it fell. I don't know how to describe it, a very structured process, because it's very unstructured. You just kind of talk through some things, you know, what you think the best matchup, who wants to be there, who you think can kind of, you know, bring the most people, what's the best look on TV, have they played before, are they going to play next year in a non-conference game? You know, so you start kind of going through all those permutation combinations, and you just kind of end up with where you ended up. And South Carolina fell to Citrus, and Alabama to Tampa, Ole Miss to Jacksonville, and Missouri to here. That was kind of the 4-9-3 teams that had some priority in the process.
The Scott Ramsey from the Transperfect Music City Bowl is here with us on the Chase and Big Joe show. So I'm always curious of asking these questions, Scott. As the landscape of college football changes, the city of Nashville is changing. We're going to have a new stadium here in a few years. So what does the future look like for this bowl game as college football in Nashville grow?
Well, that's a great question, Chase, and certainly one that we're very cognizant of. I think there's a couple ways to answer that. First and foremost, I think the commissioners, once they get in the room, they're going to have to decide what postseason college football looks like in 2026 and beyond. Like I said, we've got this year and next year in our current agreements, and even those are being nationally modified. I mean, you have no Pac-12. We signed all these deals in 2019. We've absorbed COVID, conference realignment, 12-team playoff, transfer portal expansion, all kinds of stuff in this six-year window. So the commissioners are going to sit down with the CFP as a group and say, what's postseason as a whole look like in 2026 in the next contract cycle with ESPN? So this year and next year, I think we're going to look very similar to where we are. However, I mean, from a bowl standpoint, I really don't know where we can or what we can pursue in 2026 and beyond. Will we pursue the national championship bid? Absolutely. But after that, are more games going to be on campus or less games going to be on campus? You're going to go from 12 to 14 or to 16, as some suggest. Don't know where those games are going to be played. When are those games going to be played? So I feel really good about where we are, because I think we're really preparing ourselves to be reactive to those decisions once they're made. But we can't influence those decisions. So what's the decision to look like? Where can we insert? Where can we compete? What are our options? And I think we're really going to be prepared to be as aggressive as possible once that structure is kind of laid before us.
I love it. I love the answer, and I love the work you guys put together to do this. I think it's going to be a great matchup, bringing a lot of people to our town. My final thing for you, Scott, you know the Pop-Tart Bowl, they lower the Pop-Tart into the toaster. Can you lower Chase as a giant ice cube into a big thing of an old-fashioned during the game? If you could pull this off, Scott, I'd be forever grateful.
I tell you what, Joe, I thought you were going to go a different direction and beg me to get you down there so you can take a bite of the Pop-Tart.
I'll do that too, but I want to see Chase.
Went another direction to the old-fashioned, and I think I'm in on the old-fashioned.
Yes! I'm in.
Oh, does Chase, he doesn't mind, dress up as a giant ice cube and we'll lower him down. Thank you for Scott. Thank you for this.
Oh, gosh. You guys are a mess, man.
You have no idea. Scott, we appreciate it as always. We're looking forward to continuing the partnership. Joe and I will be there. But Iowa and Missouri on December 30th at 1:30 at Nissan Stadium, Transperfect Music City Bowl. Going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
You too. Scott Ramsey joining us here on the program, the president of the Transperfect Music City Bowl. And again, we'll have the full coverage for you. You can hear the game right here on 102.5, 106.3, the game. Starting at 1:30.
It's a fun game. It's a fun environment. They do such a great job with the Music City Bowl the week leading up to it. Well done. So that'll be fun.
Can I just tell you that I hope that with you and I doing this, that a few years ago when Floyd and Jared did it, the ESPN broadcast ran over from another game. So Jared and Floyd had to start the game doing play-by-play. I really hope that happens with us.
Oh, no.
That'd be so much fun.
Okay. You're in control, man. You got this.
Johnson fields it at the 25. I can do play-by-play.
That's great. And I'll just say, yep.
You'll be like, no, knowing you, you'd be like, why did he miss that block over there?
Damn shotgun from the one. These teams are crazy.
That's the first play we get to goal. That would be great. Coming up next, we'll tell you what day it is and celebrity birthdays. It's Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game.